functional specs, you know, they're everywhere. So I think a lot of people think of a functional spec as something that keeps a piece of software organized during the development phase. You just don't agree with that notion?
Oh, I think a functional spec is one of the worst inflictions that has ever happened to the software development world. I think functional specs are a relic of a time when building features was a very, very hard and long process, and you had to do all of this upfront planning, because once you wrote anything in software, it was pretty much impossible to change it. I don't think that functional spec no longer, or is a technique that's any longer relevant. To me, functional spec is a document. It's an illusion of agreement. It's very, very easy for people to sit around a table and just try to hash out what the program should do on a piece of paper. As we were talking about before, the cost of adding another feature when you're working with a functional spec is the price of a bullet point in Word, which means incredibly inexpensive. It's also a point where you really don't want that much contention. It's hard to make decisions, because when it's so easy to add something else in, why wouldn't you just do that? Would you really want that big debate at the table right now, or are you just trying to please everybody who sits around the table? Usually you try to please everybody who sits around the table, and that's, again, a really bad way of building good software, because you can't please all the people all the time. You're going to end up with something that pleases nobody at any time. And I think this illusion of agreement is especially dangerous in the sense that we can both agree on what a paragraph of text says. Customers and developers do this all the time. Yes, the system will have a milestone section, and everybody nods their heads and agrees. Developers goes off and builds that milestone section, take it back to the customer, and customer says, this is not at all what I wanted. Because this illusion of agreement, when you're working with abstracts such as paragraphs and words and bullet points, are just so far removed from software that it's almost useless, if not outright dangerous. So I think functional specs are a really bad way of developing software, because they have all these ills, the illusions of agreement. They try to plan a piece of software into its most unique detail at the point in time where you know absolutely the least about what that piece of software should do. On day one, when you're planning a piece of software, you have no idea how it's all going to fit together. Nobody can hold a complete piece of software in their head and imagine something good. If you instead just plan it piece by piece, work iteratively, work in small chunks, try to finish something, you get the benefit of doing planning for stuff that's very immediate. You're planning for next week or 2 weeks from now. It's so much harder to try to plan what you're going to do 6 months from now, to the point where I said it's downright useless in my mind. People and programmers and designers are just not good enough to do that. The only way you can do a successful job in my mind, the only way you can create useful, good features that people will actually appreciate is by designing them in very unique detail as you're going along, as they're needed right now. So these things kind of have to go hand in hand, and I see the functional spec is just a really poor way of doing this.